Blog Talk Radio. Happy TGIF Friday, and thanks for tuning in to the Cross Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio for this segment, The Conscious Marketing Crossover. I am your Cross Niche Marketing Facilitator, Alicia Nicole Waters, serving as your Cross Niche Marketing Journalist and Cross Industries Authority from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And our primary focus for this segment is all about becoming more awake in our marketing efforts so that we are aware of all the great impact and income opportunities that are all around us. And this segment is designed to also challenge you to think outside of your traditional niche in order to do crossover marketing so that you are able to serve in a variety of industries. So this is where you come every Friday to get your end-of-the-week conscious crossover marketing tips and strategies. Myself, along with other special guest marketers, we will provide you with a few marketing concepts that we want you to ponder on as you crossover into your weekend. And we do this because we want you to be ready to play full out in the upcoming week so that you can execute your marketing with excellence. And in the studio today, we have a special guest for this segment who will provide us with our weekend crossover marketing tips, and I am going to bring her on shortly. But I would like to provide you with a conscious marketing made easy crossover marketing strategy for you to consider over the weekend. So here's what I want you to be pondering about as you get ready to cross over to your weekend. I want you to think about repurposing your current mission statement and tweak it in a way so that it serves other industries, okay? There could be one word in your mission statement that you can extract a new idea or a fresh perspective from so that you can create an entirely different mission focus for another industry. And once you discover your focus, look at your current offerings from your products and your services, and then explore different industries that you want to serve. Also, you can consider sort of reverse engineering the process and look at an industry that you would like to influence, and then go back and review your mission statement and then begin to craft it in a way to serve that particular arena or whatever arenas that you want to serve. Also, you can ask your higher mind or your inner guidance what industries would most benefit from what you have, and then you can begin to create your copy or your marketing agenda from there. So I just wanted to be able to share that small tip with you to reflect on over the weekend. And now I am going to bring on our marketing crossover tip provider who is going to get you ready for your upcoming week. And I am so happy, if you cannot tell, to have work and life balance strategist Candace Jenkins Espinay from JustAMompreneur.com. And I want to take a moment just to tell you, you know, my reflections of Candace. Candace is what I call a master champion to all champions. She holistically shows others how to go beyond their comfort zone and create the lifestyle design that they are destined for. She masterfully shows entrepreneurs how to balance their work and their lifestyles in order to flourish and truly have it all. And let me say this, she is focused on the overall well-being of a person, and this is what she does to make them the ultimate champion of their entire existence. And she is passionate. I'm telling you, she's so on fire for being a mompreneur like no one else. And today you're going to see why. And this is why I call her the mompreneur on fire. And she is here today to share with us about herself, her services, and a few marketing concepts for you to think about over the weekend. So with no further delay, it is my absolute pleasure to bring forth Candace. Welcome, Candace.
Thank you so much, Alicia. That was a wonderful introduction. Thank you.
Oh, you are most welcome. I am so pumped up to have you in this segment, and what we're going to do, since we're going to go into sort of conversational training mode, I'm going to get our background music going for us, and we're going to jump right in today, because it's time for Next Level Marketers to really start thinking about, even this weekend, how they want to play full out in the next week. So before we get into the strategies and the concepts that you're going to share with us today, why don't you take a moment to tell us a little bit about yourself and your primary marketing focus, and also about your services?
Absolutely. I would love to. So you may be wondering, why just a mompreneur?
Mm-hmm.
Well, many people know me for my dry, sarcastic, somewhat controversial sense of humor. And being a mom of four-year-old twins and navigating this journey on my own from mom to mompreneur, I know that I am so much more than just a mompreneur.
Indeed.
I'm so truly, truly content with my path that the word "just" does not describe all the things that, you know, that we do. So, to honor my position as mom, I designed my business so that, you know, I could have more time with my family. Not less. Right? So becoming a mompreneur, it's a process. It's not just an event. And when I began, I was not always a conscious entrepreneur. I was, what they say, ignorance on fire. I, what I was doing, I was, you know, I was on the hamster wheel, but I had desire and I had the drive, Alicia. So I spent a lot of time spinning my wheels, being ineffective, and became overwhelmed, juggling, and trying to balance the two. And frankly, I was a hot mess mompreneur. But I adopted the mantra, work smarter, not harder. And I turned my mess into my message.
Nice. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, and I can see all of that, you know. a lot of times people don't know what a person has gone through to actually evolve and develop, you know, their brand. But I tell you, the uniqueness that you exude in the marketplace and just, you know, on a personal level, it is definitely something to relish, I would say. So anyone who's connected to you definitely should be cherishing the experience that you bring, you know, to the table. So I want you to, you know, sort of share with us maybe one or two simple concepts or strategies that you want entrepreneurs to really think about as they prepare to get ready, you know, for their next week.
Well, I really want your audience and entrepreneurs to really start thinking about what working smarter, not working harder means. So many times as entrepreneurs, we get caught up on the hamster wheel, and that's what happens when we're overwhelmed. We're spinning our wheels. And so if you want to work smarter and not harder, for me, it meant moving out of manager mode and into leadership mode.
Nice.
So instead of managing my marketing process that I use to attract people to my business, I began to automate them. And automating my marketing process has allowed me to stop working in my business and begin working on myself.
Yes.
So I used the time that I got back to focus on being a leader. I invested that time in me, and I became the leader I wished I had when I was that hot mess mompreneur. So the two things that I really want entrepreneurs to really consider going into this weekend is, number one, your automation. So I like simple. Simple, simple. Simple to me means having systems in place.
Yes.
And I know everyone is frowning and, and nobody wants to do the work to set up systems. That's a lot of work. But I'm telling you, it's the best way to get organized and to run your business. I have systemized my life. My household, my chores, my schedules, my menu, and I systemize my business marketing, following up, my sales. So to automate my system, I implement tools. So it's, you know, the difference between having, say, a screwdriver versus a power drill.
Great example.
I no longer have to do everything by myself. I no longer need that muscle force and the staff and tons of people around me. And before, you know, doing everything myself led me down the road to feeling overwhelmed and anxious and frustrated and calm down. So I consider my tools my steps. So I have my crock pot is my cook on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's
my calendar is my assistant for time management. My health products is my nutritionist for fueling my body. You know, the energy I need to perform my tasks. My marketing software is my marketing manager.
That's right.
So by spending a little bit of time up front working on building your system and then implementing tools to manage your tasks, you can automate so much of your day-to-day operations and then save yourself a ton of time, energy, and frustration.
Right.
So that's number one.
That's wonderful.
How
yes.
can you automate your business so that you can free up time? And then with the free time, I want you to ponder your leadership.
Yes.
So the fact of the matter is your success in your business has very little to do with your company. Many entrepreneurs, especially solopreneurs, people who are working on this journey alone to run their business, they are looking for leaders to help them, guide them through the process. So, you know, in a sea of marketing messages, I think I read that the average American is inundated with 5,000 plus marketing messages every day. You have to stand out in people's minds. So, how can you get others to view you as a leader?
Yes,
the
right.
way you do that is you increase your value. So,
great point.
When
yes.
people. Yeah, when people see you as valuable, you have now established a presence in the marketplace.
That's right.
And
that's right.
The circle of value is this. It's really, really simple. It's three steps to increase your value. You invest in yourself. You learn the things that other people want to know. And then you teach it.
That's right.
And you continue the cycle. You keep investing in yourself. You keep learning and growing. You keep teaching. And then you can stop using the internet as a billboard.
That's a great point.
Coaching and teaching. And I view the internet as my classroom.
Yeah, same here.
And,
oh, my gosh. I agree. I co-sign with you on that.
Yes, and I'm the teacher, and my students are the people who want to know more, and they'll find you, and they'll connect with you because they're looking for the information, that you can teach them.
Oh, that's awesome. I love how you express that. That is so very, very important. This is the perfect concept that you're sharing, of, you know, simplicity and systematizing and also changing the perspective of how people see their overall business and then stepping more into that, you know, that leadership role. And I love how you brought out about making yourself more valuable. And how do you make yourself more valuable? You make yourself more valuable, first of all, by valuing yourself. And this is why, listeners, I said that Candace is a master champion to all champions, because each of you are champions, and all of this that she's sharing, she is championing you to be the leader and the entrepreneur that you're truly here to be. I tell you, she's on fire. I love everything that you're sharing. And two, it is the higher consciousness. This is how people get into conscious marketing, because they have the higher awareness of not being so caught up in all the tactics and the systemizations in terms of, you know, trying to use social media in a way that really isn't aligned for them. So the perspective that you're bringing here today is one that is going to make them more aware that they need to revisit how they systematize their life and business. Girl, you are
absolutely
on fire.
Thank you.
Love it. Yes, I love it. Yeah, don't stop, you know, because I'm sure, too, after, you know, you share, you're going to get into, you know, what you have to offer, too, that actually can help, you know, the listeners be able to take it to the next level. So I definitely want you to, you know, share whatever it is that you want to share, because it is value add on steroids for sure.
Well, this is what I would love for your listeners to really partake and research and maybe look into. If you do not already have a step-by-step system for your online marketing success, I wanted to share the love and personally invite all of you to register for my free marketing boot camp. It's an internet marketing boot camp. It is 7 days of free training on the basics of marketing, which is, number one, you've got to understand what that means and how to get your message out there, how to build your business, and how to grow your wealth online. Because honestly, if you are not making money as an entrepreneur, you are just running a non-for-profit.
Basically.
So if you are an entrepreneur and you're a business person and the goal is to make a profit and to make money, register for my internet marketing boot camp. And special for your listeners only until January 31st, anyone who registers for my boot camp will receive my free lead generating tool.
Wow.
So this is a tool. Yeah, this is a tool that's going to attract people to your business. So you've got the system, you've got a tool, and it's 2016, you've got no excuses. So
that's right.
Register at www.bootcamp.infinite-growth-with-ease.com. So that's bootcamp.infinitegrowthwithease. Don't forget the dashes, .com.
Wonderful, and I do want the listeners, too, to know that that information is also included in the show description within those notes, and you can learn more about Candace at justamompreneur.com. That's in there as well, and then also her free 7-day online marketing boot camp. That link to that is in there as well. I tell you, Candace, I am so very happy that you have been here in this segment today, because this certainly is the perfect setup for entrepreneurs, especially if, you know, it's after the first of the year, and if they have not really gotten into the implementation zone that they need to. This is the perfect way to get started and really launch themselves into a whole nother arena of greatness. And that's why, again, I call you the champion to champions. and champions have to work out. So, you know, Candace has a boot camp here. So she's going to definitely give you one with ease to help you be able to get to the next level. So, Candace, I am just overjoyed and, like I said, filled with gratitude of your generosity to this listening audience. And is there a wrap-up comment or anything else that you would love to impart to the listeners today?
Absolutely. I want to just invite everybody to go onto my website, justamompreneur.com, and go on and check out my toolbox section for a list of other tools that I use in my business. And check back from time to time. I am always updating my free training section for more tips and strategies on running a successful business. You know, you can join me on my Just a Mompreneur community by liking my Facebook / Just a Mompreneur page. And I love connecting with people, so friend me at / Candace Jenkins Espinay. And I, you know, really do this for people because I'm so passionate about helping people succeed. And I believe that anybody can attain an extraordinary life by finding a way to maximize their resources.
Yes.
So their time, their physical energy, their health, the people they know, and the concepts they've learned. So Right. I challenge everyone listening this weekend to really just ponder everything we've talked about and to release your greatness to the world and make this life, the only life that you have, extraordinary. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Oh, that was powerful. I thank you, you know, so much for being able to share that. And I also, too, want to quickly sort of give a plug out because Candace, you know, does things within the wellness industry, too. So, Candace, you can tell them where they can learn more about that, too, if they want to connect with you even on that level. Or is that also at your Just a Mompreneur site as well?
It is on my Just a Mompreneur site, and a lot of times I do a lot of health and wellness teaching through my webinars. And I really teach about balancing your energy and how you can harness more energy, how you can expand it, how you can renew your energy, which is so important. If you don't have energy to perform, to go the extra mile, it's the number one complaint that I hear from entrepreneurs. I just don't have the time or the energy. Create time, create energy. And I've got lots of systems in place to do that. So check out on my justamompreneur.com page. I will have updates on my weekly webinars where you can learn more.
Wonderful, wonderful. As I mentioned again, you are the master champion to champions, and that's exactly what you have accomplished in this segment here, is being able to champion others to really take a holistic approach to their lifestyle in general, you know, and because that translates over into the entrepreneurial experience. If you don't have your health, you don't have your wealth, because we know that true wealth creation is certainly created from the inside out, and to be more conscious of everything that you do as a whole is what's going to make you the absolute, you know, best. And that's what you do, Candace. You show people how to be a champion of their whole entire experience. And so I am, again, just so grateful that you've done that in this segment today. Certainly have to have you back for sure.
Oh, definitely. Alicia, I am honored. Absolutely.
You are most welcome. I'm so thankful. I've been trying to get you in this segment for the longest, and I'm so happy, you know, that that has been accomplished. I really like to bring high-level guests to my audience, people that I know can really truly take them on a transformational experience, and we know that starts in consciousness. It starts in the mindset, and you can't be a powerful marketer or a conscious marketer if you don't have those other components working for you. So, Candace, thank you again for sharing all of that. And, again, certainly you'll be back.
Oh, thank you.
You are most welcome. And have a wonderful, wonderful crossover weekend, Candace. And thanks again for just blessing the audience with all of your brilliance and your uniqueness today.
My pleasure.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this segment of the Conscious Marketing Crossover. There have been some awesome marketing concepts and lifestyle management concepts that have been shared for you to focus on over the weekend so that you can get into implementation zone in the right way so that you can execute with excellence this coming week, not only in your marketing and in your business, but in your lifestyle. And as always, it is time to become more awake in your overall marketing agenda. And this is the segment where you can become more conscious in your marketing awareness every Friday. I am Alicia Nicole Waters from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com, and I'm wishing everyone much success as you cross over into your weekend. And until next segment, stay blessed.